Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look at this. It's hour 5 of the nation already. Time flies when you're having fun on a Victory Cowboys Monday. Already got the news earlier. Revel, Overshown, and BB's window to return is going to be activated, and they'll be at practice on Wednesday. So it's been a good day, Cowboys fans. Sitting here at 3-3-1. Time now for an audio celebration of game day that was. Here's the Nosebleed Boys.
Let's do it. 9 hours of game day here on 105 through the Fan pregame, in-game, postgame. Nobody is safe because it's time for a little two guys, one booth.
All right, ooh, boys and girls. Ooh. Cowboys victory, 44-22. We already got the first of the Monday night doubleheader.
Jahmyr Gibbs, ankle breaker right there.
Detroit and Tampa. This should be a fun one. And first play of the game, was that what that was? Jahmyr Gibbs.
Little dump off to Gibbs. And
getting it going.
Nice. Javonte Williams style cut right there.
All right. It's 57 yards versus the Cowboys in the flat right there.
Oh, yeah. If that's versus the Cowboys.
flat pass for 57.
Sorry. It's 6-0 right now. Okay. So we start in the pregame.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to you, Dawson. Appreciate you tuning in for the big shebang.
Oh, it was perfect.
The must-win mode. You thought it was perfect? I was a little disappointed in myself.
Oh, no, my timing was perfect.
Your timing was perfect.
The game got over. I'm running to the car to get in, and it's coming up at the top of the hour, and I remember the time that you gave me, so bang. Like, within 3 minutes of me sitting down, I was tweeting about it, and there it was.
So
I liked what you did. I thought the phrasing was very well done.
Yes, I
didn't full-on ask it. You kind of phrased it nicely.
I kind of packaged it. Broadus had me leaking confidence because I asked him right before. I was like, do you think I should do this? And he was like, no, don't do it. It's not worth it. You got to see him in the post game. You got to sit next to him in the post game.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good point, but I promised. So I limped in with a half-ass must-win question to Brad Sham in the pregame.
Well, okay, on the scale of must-win, does this even register?
No.
Not at all, right?
No. Must-win or what? Or else you're out of the division race. You're not in the division race right now. Look, last week was a big one to have some confidence coming into this game. Instead, they went the other way. Now, if they can win this game, and they can win it, but if they are able to win this game, they're going to have a really full plate next week. But then, you know, you've got a chance to beat Arizona. You certainly got a chance to beat the Raiders. But must win, and a must win is when you have playoff expectations and you've got to firm something. This team has expectations of lining up for kickoff and hopes for stopping someone.
I mean, I can
hear the fear now.
You can hear the fear. But I don't know if I loved his
answer.
Yeah.
You pull him offsides a little bit. Like, his first two sentences were just kind of incongruent.
Yeah. Right. He's talking about, like,
that's not why it is a must win. You're not in the playoff race. You need this win to get to restart it.
Exactly. And then he pointed to last week losing, and it's like, yes, even more reason why need to win this game.
Yeah.
So nonetheless, he nailed it, and it was a perfect response.
I mean, he's a Hall of Fame announcer. So everybody loves Brad Sham, but I think from time to time there is such a thing as bad bit Brad, and I think this is a bad bit.
Yeah. Bad bit.
He'll bounce back next week.
I hope he does. Hope it's a big one and a big Cowboys win. Haven't beaten Broncos in 30 years, man.
Wolchuk, you got to ask the question,
yeah,
right?
Aren't you full? Wolchuk,
You should double down on the must win.
So, Brad, is there any way that 30 years of losing to Denver that this one feels like a must win against the Broncos?
Just to get that
30
year.
I like what you're doing there.
Is that like a work? I'm workshopping it. Does that sound okay?
Yeah. Well, Brad honestly had about like 60 seconds. That's how much time we had left. So he had like it was a short period. So if you're going to ask the question, make sure he doesn't have a whole lot of time.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure that we leave Brad like 30 seconds. Yeah. We'll get in and out on
or
this.
Or ask him an analytics question and watch him.
I'm just excited to see who the pregame guest is. Hope it's a good one.
I hope it's Aaron Andrews. Is it a Fox game?
It is a Fox game. Is it our Fox game of the week?
Fox when she's there.
I hope it's not Aaron Andrews.
I'm looking forward to the redemption.
Andrews did not like me.
No, she didn't like me either.
That was not a good time. No. I wanted to like crawl under the table and just say I retire.
Big tip of the cap though to Tom Rinaldi.
Yeah,
Tom was great, and I love the question you asked him about playing catch with Tom. And then he's like, you know what? I hate that you asked me that.
Yeah,
I thought that was a great question though, because I feel like that's the first thing we'd all want to do is catch a pass from Tom Brady, just to say we did.
Totally.
I thought that was great.
Thank you.
Whoever we're interviewing, if it's Aaron, Eric, text me the questions.
Yeah, I'll shoot them over your
way. That way she doesn't just, you know, rip me apart.
You can ask her if she's ever caught a ball from Tom.
Yeah, that's exactly first question. Hey, you ever caught a ball from Tom? All right, the question we all wanted to know, why the hell is Corey Kroski Merritt's nickname Bill?
Yes, thank you, babe.
Why is Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt called Bill?
Well, aren't all Ja'Corys called Bill?
In my experience.
Yes. There was a cartoon character, Little Bill, and he was bald as a young kid. And so since a kid, they just called him Bill after this cartoon character.
It stuck?
Yeah, I'd say. Well, remember, you're talking to Babe. Yeah. Nicknames do stick.
Nicknames do stick. Yes, they do, Babe. Hmm. What's Babe's real name?
Brandon?
Brandon.
It's Brandon Babe Loffenberg?
Yeah, I think so.
So somehow we went Brandon to Babe.
Yeah, he's told us the Babe story. I can't remember exactly how the Babe came
perfect.
To fruition.
Perfect. Got another thing for pregame. We're going to find out the genesis of the Babe.
Just make sure you don't ask him if his wife calls him Babe.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, but I've got that on my what not to ask list.
Then you step into the pile of divorce.
Yeah. I always thought he was just such a stud like Babe Ruth. Like, there goes Babe.
Yeah, like it freaking in high legend. School in Indiana, like he was just a magnet.
My wife thought I was a broadcasting couple. She said, why'd she keep calling him Babe?
Oh. What do you think, Babe?
He calls him Babe.
Hey, that'd be Troy and his buddy.
Okay, Skip Bayless.
Buck, no, not that deal. Not that deal. I mean, Joe has a man crush
fair,
on Troy.
Fair. Yeah. No, he does. They do seem very lovey-dovey.
I would never go there. No, absolutely not.
No.
You'll trade Lamb or whatever, but you won't do that.
No, never go full Skip Bayless.
This is my 1% bad take, but maybe, you know, we'll see.
All right, let's see what Brad Sham is talking about here.
Brad?
You got to give me a little bit more than that, bro.
It's the Dipsy deal.
It's supposed to be, okay. I mean, are they numbered? Are they in order?
No, it's just, you know, they're just titled, so.
Oh, man, I went in there and
I'm in here hustling.
Numbered it up.
We might have to.
Okay.
Reopen it.
Way to go, boys.
My bad.
Way to put Lucius in a bad spot.
Dipsy do.
And Prescott fakes to him, then throws to Ferguson in the left flat on a little Dipsy do that got a yard.
A Dipsy do. I love it.
Darnell Savage with the, that was Vern Lundquist's favorite term. A little Dipsy do.
Dipsy do.
That was early in the game.
A little Dipsy do.
Pretty early. It should, yeah, that's pretty early.
We could follow Kevin Walker. Ask him.
I think Brad was still in like Carolina frustration mode there. You can tell in his voice what the score is.
Yeah. Well, and early on, I mean, it did look like this was going to be back and forth for a while. Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys score, then there's the safety, then Washington scores. So I can understand why there was frustration. And how much were the Cowboys leading by? Did we have confusion? Did we not? I'm not sure what happened here with Brad.
Time of possession. Babe,
yes.
I'll have you know, Washington possessed the ball so far 9 minutes and 12 seconds, and Dallas 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Ooh, how many is Washington leading by?
They are leading by an aggregate of minus nine.
No, I mean,
they're trailing by nine.
Yeah.
They're leading by minus nine.
I love it.
That's what happens when I try to make math jokes.
Right, right.
Right, right.
Math jokes.
Right, right. Yeah, I'd have been the same thing, though. I cannot count.
Is Babe the guy that says time of possession is an overrated stat?
He hates it.
See, that's what you should do. You should ask Babe a time of possession question.
I'm going to write all this
down. And then ask Brad an analytics question. and then watch the pregame show just get
Brad was
set
already
on
trying
fire.
To kick me off the postgame.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
I was too. I thought we had a good relationship. Not so fast, my friends. I remember that 45-35 game that he missed. Thought we should have kept Kyle.
Oh, you dirty dog.
Maybe I should ask him about that.
Well, let's ask Brad about jinxing the Dallas Cowboys.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a penalty on Washington.
Of course, it could
Babe,
be.
Lee,
is that certain?
I don't want to say this very
long. Okay.
The Cowboys have yet to commit a penalty.
Oh, here comes one. Oh, thank you, Brad Shanford.
Whispered it to you. I just whispered it only to you.
That was attorney-client privilege right there.
That's right. At the 40, there's a little toss right to Blue. And a block in front turns the corner 50. Hello, Jaden Blue. Flag in the secondary. Don't make that be a hold on a pulling person.
Holding. Offense number one. 10-yard penalty.
Are you happy now, Sham? Are you happy with that jinx?
No, but I take full accountability and responsibility. Hey. That's on me. Totally.
Just
on
told
me.
Us Cowboys haven't had a penalty.
Totally on me. I told you. I whispered it only to you.
Brad, I have news for you. You broadcasted it to the world now that we're on the internet. And
what was what the referee said to the guy a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
I'm talking to America here.
But as Lisa McCaffrey would say, who's listening?
Yeah.
You know, who's really listening?
Oh, we're
this?
The home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Here's the big
exactly.
Problem.
Yeah. She was probably
nobody.
Listening. She was listening to her son Luke McCaffrey suck it up for four quarters.
Yeah, I thought he was hurt for a second there.
Goose egg.
Yeah, did not have himself the game that we thought maybe he would, and I'm happy that he didn't. Kenneth Murray thought he might have been injured and out for the game. He came back in, played arguably his best game of the season, but was there a possibility of an amputation?
Daniels in the gun, Dallas leading 20-8. Snap to Daniels, inside handoff, Krosky Merritt, and he is met hard. I saw Sam Williams' number flash, and also back from the near dead, Kenneth Murray, who was hobbled in, looked like he was headed for an amputation of his ankle, and then instead they just reattached one bionically, and Murray adds to his tackle total.
It does make you stronger.
Shout out to the Cowboys medical staff. Seriously, that's impressive stuff.
Bionic ankles.
They put the bionic elbow on Kenny Clark. He came back in the mix. They did something for Donovan Wilson.
Bionic elbow.
Popped that back in.
Bionic elbow.
Yeah. Okay.
Britt Brown is a legend.
Yeah. He is. Did Kenneth Murray? Because it felt like.
I didn't see Murray what they did. I saw.
But just in terms of his play in the game.
I just saw him go to the tent.
Oh, in the game.
Was it absolutely
no, yeah.
his best game?
No,
it definitely
no, yeah.
was.
Yeah,
I mean, the Giants
yeah.
game I thought was good. This was better.
Yeah.
He made some good open field tackles.
He sure did.
Yeah, it felt like it. Okay.
Except for we don't know what happened on that.
Yeah, the coverage
touchdown.
Thing. That might have been him. He maybe should have just ran with Hurts.
We just don't know.
It's hard to imagine that Shamar James is not at fault for this one.
I think so, too.
And didn't you know what? The next gen folks did not give, they gave the for nearest defender touchdown to
Murray.
To Murray, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, Brad Sham is full of something.
Good question.
I'm full of those. No answers. Don't say what else I'm full of.
Oh, we know. Latkes, Brad. Oh, it's almost that time for Hanukkah. All right, let's get to this is inappropriate. Hansy Young Men.
Shakes
yeah, okay.
Head,
had
yes.
the George Pickens in the end zone.
Yes.
Tackled him there. He's got
yes.
this one. He is a handsy young man, isn't he?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of things just went through my head. I'm going to let him go on right through. First and 10.
No, there's not much to block it between no, from one end to the other, baby.
A little wind tunnel
things
action.
Things can get bizarre in that booth at times. And I enjoy that. It makes for great Two Guys, One Booth content, but it also leaves you really puzzled and confused.
That's what I want. That's what I want for my broadcasts. I want to be confused and puzzled as I'm driving in my car trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
What is going
Score
on?
Score time and then puzzle me.
Yeah. Puzzle me. Confuse me.
This guy was puzzled in the post game.
Touch me.
And this was him. I forget his name, but he calls in.
You say it at the beginning of the clip.
He botched the cliche radio intro.
Ryan, welcome into the Cowboys postgame show, man.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Long time listener. What's the saying there? Was it a first time caller, long time tolo? just wanted to touch on the.
Okay. He's close.
He was sweet. He was right there, man.
He kind of knew he was in the family, in the area.
What is that, man? Overall, though, Broadus, I don't know if you heard, Broadus, I think it was a laptop situation that had Broadus feeling a little bit more on edge yesterday. I don't know how much he's been biting back on the postgame
callers.
Oh, he
usually
year,
will get snippy.
Yeah, he likes to snip it up.
Before somebody can even ask a question, he's kind of like, well, so you don't like that? You don't like the quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, just say it. Just admit it.
He was having, did no, you get your
no,
laptop?
You don't like the quarterback. And it's a question about CeeDee Lamb.
His charger wasn't working for his laptop, and he was getting ready to blow a gasket.
Yeah, I was not happy.
So he started lashing out on the callers,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I like it when you do.
luckily, we had the Dez Bryant. I had like 10%, like making sure he was on the camera. You know, and then like after he left, it just died. So we got a little lucky there.
All right, well, you got the Dez moment in.
Yeah.
The Dez moment was...
That was special, dude.
...was one to remember.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Shout out to Bobby Bell. Yeah. Who
shout
reeled
out to Dez
him in.
If you're listening.
And
yeah.
Shout out to Dez, man. Dez, he said, like, yo, I will come on anytime.
You got the number now.
Nice. Okay.
We need to make this happen.
Yeah.
Heard that before, but it felt genuine, man. It felt like we became best friends. Actually, I wanted to mention, I think in terms of, like, large hands that I'll never forget, Troy Aikman is always kind of right there in my mind.
No, Dez.
But
yeah.
Now Dez is going to have to be in that
large
hand. Like, got a basketball player's hands.
No Dez's hand was so big.
I'm sorry. I know old Chuck. I mean, it's Emmitt Smith and then Dez, right?
It's Dez. But either way, it's still a special moment.
So I felt for old Chuck. Like, the FOMO must have been real.
No, yeah. It was bad for me.
But the handshake, the hand size, like, you wonder why these receivers are so incredible at the things they do, and physically they're just amazing in every way, but gosh dog it, his hands are huge.
Be easier to catch a football with those.
We need to get the hand to hand with Sean if we ever do get Dez, like,
oh,
an event.
Gosh. Would it get out of his palm,
man? That'd be awesome.
I don't think his fingers would get out of his palm.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, just your hand size.
Why would you do that?
Well, we were talking about Dez Bryant's massive peach baskets.
Whatever.
Yeah. How's things going in the mornings with you and Bob?
Yeah, but, you know, I hate Bobby. Yeah,
he's a hell of a guy. He knows Dez pretty good.
Yeah,
I think that's the second time he's got him on the Air Force.
He didn't get Bobby on our show. Yeah, what he's doing. God, our ratings are awful right now.
You're like sitting top three, Sean. I don't know what you're bitching about.
Yeah, you know, 9.8, you know, still, God, it's awful.
Kind of feels like you're bitching to be bitching.
There it is, Two Guys, One Booth with a little broadish Sean Sharif mixed in. I didn't have that on my bingo card when Brian first joined us. The impressions, the Al Davis, the Ed.
Ed-O.
I mean.
The goose, the angry goose that almost attacked him and tried to kill him.
The
remember?
Angry goose.
He was a little sneak peek of the goose.
And who's our super agent that represents Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, Steinberg.
Yeah, yeah, Steinberg.
Oh, Lee is good. I mean, it's kind of like, it's
that's
very
more
limited,
of a visual
good.
Thing.
That's
yeah.
it.
Hey, where my glasses are somewhere. Where's my pants?
Where's your pants?
Hey, did I just do radio with you guys? Did you ask me questions about my career? I can't remember anything about my career. I'm just walking from table to table, and people are talking to me about my career. I don't even remember my career.
I got these people booking me, asking me questions. I don't even know my damn name. Did I leave my pass here somewhere?
We got a sports hodgepodge coming up, Chief, if you can get yourself together.
I don't remember my damn name.
We got our my favorite sports headline of the day and some great statty stats.
Come on, Eric, get this thing done. Let's go. Get to the break. Let's go.
From the football week and Next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.